that I sang for the memories I usually see. Until I hear you.
All right. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, November 29th. Can we have roll call, please?
Thank you. Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Clinton? Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Sweeney?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here.
And Member Whalen?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, we will start with our meeting minutes.
I had one small change to suggest with the on the reliance of the other members.
Let's.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Great.
Perfect. Seconded.
We have a second. And now discussion. Dennis, you're up.
Thank you. On item G2, the Trojan self-storage facility, number 7 doesn't seem to go far enough to the point that I was trying to make. The design needs to be refined in regards to the actual access to the office so the building can be read and interpreted more clearly from the street, i.e. the front door entry should be on Arrow Camino. I think that makes it much more specific.
Okay. Anything else? No one else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm going to abstain. I was absent.
As was abstain.
As was I.
Okay. Perfect. And that takes us to item B2, Planning Director Report.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. We have one item to report. There will be a Historic Resources Survey Community Workshop on December 7th. That's a Wednesday. 6:30 to 8:30 here at City Hall, you know, we want to invite you if you're interested. Well, I have some flyers I'll leave with you before you go. So that's all I have today.
All right, thank you. And review of agenda.
I don't believe we are needing to make any changes on the agenda, and your next meeting will be December 13th, and that will be your only December meeting.
Great. All right, item D, public comment. This time the public can speak on any item not on today's agenda relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Has anybody submitted a speaker slip?
No, Chair Branch.
Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item, which is item E1.
Item E1 is for design review. It's America's Tire Building, located at 151 South Fairview Avenue, case number 16-152 DRB.
And I will have to recuse myself as the property owner is a client of mine?
Same thing. I will be recusing myself as the property owner is a client of mine.
As will I for the same reason.
I'd like to start now declarations from everybody on the board about site visits.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Same as the vice chair.
I revisited the site and had no ex parte discussions.
Thank you. Okay, so we hand this over to our planner, Mr. Joe Pearson.
Chair, just one more thing I did want to disclose is that I wasn't present when this was last heard, but I have reviewed the tape.
Very good.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review for the America's Tire Building located at 151 South Fairview. The project was last before the DRB for conceptual on November 8th. Since the last hearing, the applicant has revised the project's or plans to meet the DRB's comments at the last hearing. The primary changes included revising the tower element to be more traditional square shape with windows along the top, and removing the red around the windows, and the addition of a seating area to the north. And then I'll hand it over to the applicant to walk you through those changes in more detail, and I'm available if you have any questions.
Last time we were having trouble with folks being able to point things out, so there's a couple of, one of our members brought some pointers. Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is Noel Anasco, project designer with Plump Group Architecture and Engineering. So based on your comments from the last meeting we had, we revised our design in hope to get your approval and prior to completing the final design plans and moving on to the next step, which is the engineering permit and building permit along with the land use permit. Okay. So, as we see here on this sheet is a grading design, which we know that the north end of the property is the highest point of the parcel, which then slopes down towards the southeast corner. Same thing with the west end of the property, coming down towards the easterly corner. And so with that in mind, we have designed for a curb cut off on that corner of the parking and then fall into the landscape area, which is the means for a water quality management.
I don't mean to cut you short here, but I was being in line with the comments from the last meetings, the points that we covered there.
Okay.
Is basically what we're looking for. Here, I got my copy of the minutes here, if that'll be of any help.
Do we have the...
I was just trying to save you a little bit of time. We didn't have to go through, it's just, we're just looking at the parts of how you addressed the comments from our last meeting.
Sure, okay. Okay, so the first item...
The first item is that we looked in and we felt that the Spanish colonial revival is appreciated, so you'd be starting on two.
Okay, so on item number two, we have redesigned that main building facade.
Okay.
So looking into the colored elevations, we have eliminated the wave design and created a more rectangular entry element. We kept the height at 34 feet to make room for the proposed two clerestory windows, which has a an awning, or you'd say a mansard roofing design, which emulates the roof above the service base.
Okay.
That would give us some kind of a decorative element in addition to the fabric awning that was already there in the initial design.
Okay.
And so with the other comment was the color of the storefront system, which used to be a banner red color. We changed it to dark bronze, which complement the earth tone color of the building. Item number six would be a draining form.
Oh, yeah, and that's what you were describing earlier. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And so on item number six, which was the drainage for the parking lot.
There we go.
So the parking lot, the stormwater flows from the north end towards the southeast corner. So what we designed for is a cutoff in the curb, which then in turn takes the stormwater flow into that curb and onto the landscape area provided along Fairview Avenue. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the westerly end of the property, which drains into a trench drain right at the driveway, then collects that stormwater, takes it underneath into the underground water infiltration system. And that takes into item number seven, which so basically looking at the landscape area, we have that cut off in the curb right there, mm-hmm. which then takes all the stormwater.
And what did we have there the last time for ground cover? Wasn't it like a granite, a decomposed granite?
There was a notation for decomposed granite and mulch/mold.
Right.
But then we changed that to just decomposed granite, and that.
Okay.
Maybe it's somewhere right here. There was a notation up on the westerly end. I think there was a question whether it's a decomposed granite or mulch.
Yeah. Yeah, because that would be the white areas through here. Back in there. Right. Okay. Then irrigation.
Yeah, we will plan to consider drip irrigation for the landscaping. And I believe that there will be also some some pop-up emitters that's in some places, but we'll have to minimize that type of system. Mm-hmm. On item number nine, we have created an area for customers as well as employees for a break. We created a semi-circular space up on the north end of the building, mm-hmm. which will have a low split face CMU with a precast concrete cap. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is due to the high grade on that north end. And number 10, I believe that we have clarified the whether to use decomposed granite or mulch. And we have decided to use decomposed granite.
Okay.
Item 11, we will plan to use native plants, and that will be once we, I'm sure that we have a specified native plants on the landscape plan. And we'll have to look into that a little farther when we go into the final design plans.
Okay. And about the artificial turf, is that?
I don't think we have any artificial turf design for this project.
Okay.
And on item 13, the New Zealand tree was eliminated just to give visibility to that main facade of the building and visibility of the signage.
Okay. Okay. So, that pretty much covers it. The last one is, again, was just something from the board complimenting you on the detail and level of the landscaping plans. So at this point, I'd like to open this up to the board for any questions any board members may have. No questions? How about you?
Thank you, Chair. I did have one question. I wasn't sure. Does this site have access to recycled water? Is the golf course adjacent to you using recycled water?
I don't know if there is, and if it's available, it's something that we can look into. Is there any recycled water plan for the area?
I'm not sure if it's down that way, but we can take a look and see.
If it's not, then you know, then this is a non-issue. But if it's available and it's right adjacent to your site, then that could be a possibility to not be using potable water on your landscaping and maybe saving some money as well. I'd appreciate if you would look into that and see, because if it is available, it's kind of not sure why we wouldn't be then extending that to the adjacent property.
Okay, so we'll move to comments.
I want to thank the applicant for responding so admirably to our comments and suggestions. I do have I guess it's sort of a question and a comment back to the tower where you identified the reconfigured element as having clear story windows. To my mind, that would let light into the lower floor, but they really are just kind of dummy windows, aren't they?
Yes.
And that's fine. I'm more concerned about them not looking like dummy windows, like that they don't have mirror glass in them, and that they actually have some depth behind them. So
I think we have that opportunity to provide depth to that window just because of the pop-out that
right.
we have on the element.
So that they are in character with the other storefront and they don't
right.
they don't look like false windows,
sure.
even though we know they are. Okay, that's about it. And then the other comment was, I appreciate you returning, if I understand you correctly, with the landscape plan, because my personal recognition of the planting list is that there are no natives on it. So I would appreciate that if you, and indeed, is your intent to return with a revised plan that would include some portion of native plants. Thank you.
Okay.
And my comments are to support the gray water, or reclaimed water, use rather, and also to make sure that we do get a look at a native plants list.
Bob, where do you want me to go?
Just to cover another base, a new building, a new roof. Is it being designed? Does Title 24 call out the being prepared for putting photovoltaics on the roof and designing it accordingly to maximize that possibility?
Yes, and that's part of our building design is to meet Title 24. And we do have a roofing system with the greatest insulation value. All the building walls will be designed to meet that Title 24 energy.
And the roof designed to be able to hold the additional weight of solar panels?
Yes. The framing system we have are all steel deck and steel joists, so any weight to it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
I have a, just like Member Whelan, it actually starts with a question which hadn't occurred to me before. But on the element that you have there, which is going to shield the mechanical equipment, that actually is a parapet right there, in effect. It's just a really high parapet. Am I correct? Okay.
Right.
So one thing that might be done, because those are, they are dummy windows, but because it's in a parapet, if they could be real windows, but, you know, fixed, but use a really dark colored glass, maybe, or whatever. I'm not sure what kind of tint you're going to be using on the storefront.
I called it out as spandrel, and maybe the tint color would be something we could look into.
Okay. Because I agree with him, they have to read from the street as being, you know, to carry it off. It's camouflage is what it is.
Right.
So it's got to be convincing camouflage. The only other thing I would say is that the awnings over the windows should not be clay tile. I'm not sure I remember seeing that in other places. I would tend to think that they would be more of a, like a fabric, like they would match the fabric awning down below. It's just a thought on my part.
That came to my mind as well, although then I thought about being a Spanish colonial architecture, so I kind of integrate the same style as the one we have on that service base. Uh-huh. You know, since it's just a small section of the clerestory window, so I thought that would be...
Well, over the service bays, the building actually protrudes out a little bit.
Right.
And so you've got that little bit of a shed roof right there, which makes sense.
Right.
And I can't say I am an expert. I'm not on Spanish colonial architecture. I'm not George Washington Smith, nor am I Mark Appleton. But it just seems that having clay tile awnings over those windows feels really chunky and heavy, and it would probably be more appropriate to make them fabric awnings and have them, you know, maybe echo the awnings that's over the store office area.
So basically, use the same type of awning from the lower.
Yeah, but I'd like to hear from other board members.
I think that's a fine suggestion.
Thank you. Okay. So that's basically, and thank you for addressing all the comments that we had.
You're welcome.
So, what should the board's pleasure be with this? Does anybody care to venture a guess here? Make a motion?
Yes. I'll make a motion to accept the revised design with the provision that the landscape design remove and that the DRB findings for neighborhood compatibility, the quality of architectural design, and the quality of the landscape design with the aforementioned return be approved.
Chair, should we also add that the fabric should be used rather than the tile for the...
Yeah. We should make that as a proviso on there, I think.
Sure. I will amend that to include the revision of the awnings over the second story windows to be fabric rather than the clay tile.
Okay. Do we have a second for discussion?
I've got a discussion point that I'd like to see the provision added that the chair designate Member Clinton in her absence to review the landscape plans for the native plantings.
Yes, I think that would be appropriate. Pardon me? Yeah. Could you do that, Dennis?
Certainly amend the motion to include the review of a revised landscape plan by our landscape member, Clinton,
yeah,
to her satisfaction.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I will second that, Chair.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. So you have design review approval.
Thank you.
Subject to, so you'll need to come back with the landscape. You have design review approval, but that's conditioned on coming back with the plans, and then Claris will look at the landscape plan to reviewing it with the, you know, with the for the native land, native plants.
And staff will arrange that.
Pardon me?
Staff will arrange that.
Oh, staff will. Well, okay, wait. My mistake. All right. Great. Thank you.
Is this back to a full board?
Yep.
That's a nice distinction on.
Thank you.
The tile roof.
Yeah,
I. Those things, because that made it even look a little.
Okay, now to item E2, Madam Secretary.
Item E2 is design review. It's the Bacara Conference Center facade improvements located at 8301 Hollister Avenue, case number 16159 DRB.
Good afternoon, Board. This is a request for design review for a 12,151 square foot conference building on a 30-acre lot in the Resort and Visitor Serving Zone District. No additional square footage is proposed. The applicant proposes new doors and windows on the northeast and southeast elevations. No exterior alterations are proposed on the northwest and southwest elevations. And I'll let the architect, Don, take it away.
Hi, my name is Don Sherry. I'm the architect. This is a small project. It is essentially window and door alterations to the south and the northeast facade of the existing Executive Conference Center. Photos. Did anybody go to the site to, or has been there or knows the building?
It's funny you mentioned that.
I'm sorry, we didn't do
declaration. It's not the declaration.
Site doesn't, no ex parte.
I have not made any recent site visits nor any ex parte.
I did not visit the site particularly for this, although I have been there before, so I am familiar with the building.
Same with me. I did not visit the site based upon this project. I'm familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Familiar with the site, no site visit, no ex parte.
Familiar with the site, no ex parte.
I did visit the site and have had no ex parte discussions.
Okay, so those of you who have not visited the site, this is the existing south elevation of the Executive Conference Center. It's a hip roof with a tower in the center of the building right here. And then this is a little pop out, which is right there. And then this is a little farther back. This is the view of from the south elevation looking toward the ocean, and then at the front door, which we're not doing any work around. This is the existing east patio here. This is not a great photo, but this is the, let me show you here. It's in the shade, but this right here, this elevation, has got an existing plaster reveal along here. You can see it in there, and it's a double wall with a plaster reveal. That is the existing plaster wall that we want to put an opening in. So let's go to the elevations. It's comments. First of all, maybe just, Scott, maybe just first in the plan view so you can just see the opening. Sorry. Really quick. Existing floor plan. And proposed.
And here's where you want to put that in, right there?
Yes, right here.
Yep.
This is an existing door. This is that existing very small door. And then these are smaller windows right now. You can see them. Here's the door, small window, small window. So it's these openings and this opening that were, and as you can see, this building never took any advantage of the fantastic view that it has right in front of you. So the purpose of the project is to create a secondary banquet room so they can have events. It's a highly sought after site, but the reason that people don't want to have events here is because it's not a very attractive place to be because the windows are so small and closed in. So the idea is to put three large lift and slide aluminum folding panels that slide into a double frame wall, so that it just has completely an indoor outdoor feel for events. Not a part of your review, but additionally we're utilizing the existing truss system of the hips. We're opening up, I'll show you a picture of it, but we're creating a vaulted ceiling on the inside. Existing elevations, which I already explained, and then here's the three openings. The center section, we chose to do a softened arch because it's the signature, kind of element facing south. And then the other two, we picked up on an existing corbel that is reflected in all of the room balconies for the side openings. These are double frame walls that the units slide into. And here's, he didn't put the manufacturer. I thought he would, but we're pricing the units right now. I had it, and then my staff didn't put it on. It's I'll think of it. I'll call them and ask them. But we've already picked it out. We were going to use Arcadia Custom, but the bids for the four window units came in at $200,000. So we just got another bid for, instead of stainless steel, using aluminum. With a very industrial finish on it, guaranteed for 15 years or something like that. But we got a much better price on that one. And again, I apologize for not having the spec. It starts with a K, and it's an odd spelling, but I'll ask them. The sconces that are proposed on the outside of the building are going to be picking up on the exact same custom wrought iron that's used in Bacara. And these are interior views of the vaulted ceilings, and you can see, I think the front page shows it best, how the sconces will interface and the heights, and this is going to have to be a steel frame, but we wanted enough of a plaster header so that we got plenty of light and air, but not to the extent of jeopardizing the proportions of the exterior facade. So that's about it.
Okay, cool. Questions from the board?
Well, I'll go ahead and start. Thank you, Chair. And it was following up on what you just mentioned, particularly that southeast elevation, which is where the views are the most expansive, some of the best on the entire site. Really appreciate currently the simple elegance of the style and that eyelash shading that helps the shadows to stand out. The windows are now going to be obviously an upgrade for people inside the building. Outside the building, it makes it look a little bit different than it currently does. You mentioned the softened arch. Will that be recessed, or is that set in flush with the wall?
Yes.
It seems like the further it's recessed, the better it will be.
Exactly. The lift and slide is set into a pocket that's in a new framed wood stud wall that's on the inside of the existing exterior wall.
In terms of the lighting, there'll be a lot of beautiful light coming in there, but at times it could be overbearing, and just thinking about what will be the remediation for people that will be inside that building, and so that you have some sort of solution if needed that fits in with the project.
We do. Mm-hmm.
You have any questions?
No, actually, I don't.
Actually, I have one since we're going down the line. Since you don't see, I'm assuming the doors are, they're not arched.
No.
Right? So how much space is, how thick is the soffit? How much space is between the soffit and the face, the plane of the doors?
You the exterior wall, I think, is 8 inches thick, and then the secondary wall would be where the lift and slide, it's another, I think, 8 inches. So the total wall thickness is about 16.
Right.
But the lift and slide fits on the inside with a plaster plus or minus 8-inch reveal.
So you'll see like around 8 inches between the back of the arched soffit and where the doors begin. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. About 8 inches there? Okay, cool.
And actually, come to think of it, I think, let me look on the plan, I think that wall is, inside wall is even thicker because in some instances it has to pick up two panels. It's only picking up two panels, I think. Let me just confirm that. So it doesn't have to be super.
They open from the center, right? So there's two panels going one way and two going the other?
Two panels going both ways in all conditions.
Right.
So that interior wall may even need to be 10 inches or so. I don't have that exact dimension with me.
Gotcha. Okay. Questions for you?
Small technical question.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the existing plan in the existing conference room, there are two doors to the patio. And when I look at the existing elevation, only one door shows up. Is that just a small technical error?
Which one?
Okay, when I look at the existing conference room, there are two doors that exit the patio, and then on sheet A2.1, when I look at the existing southeast elevation, I only see one door. And then on the proposed southeast elevation, it calls out that as a new door, but that's actually an existing door.
Yeah.
Small point, just very technical, but...
Right here, you're saying that when that door doesn't show up, that existing door.
Right, and then when you look at the proposed, it magically occurs as a new door when on the existing plan, it's already there.
An existing door.
It's already there.
Very, very minor.
But yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you for the clarification.
All right, well, let's go comments. Dennis, you want to...
No, I think this is a fine proposal. I have no problems with it.
Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, I think it looks very smart.
Yeah, nice project. Good job.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. The one thing I would say is just wondering about breakups because the rest of the whole entire building has breakups on it. And so just wondering if I could have a pointer. Whether we want to, I understand why you wouldn't from a view standpoint, but but I'm assuming these doors are either going to be open or closed. They won't be kind of part open, because when they get part open, the breakups certainly become problems. So if they're either open or closed all the way, I guess I would question why aren't we putting breakups in those to some level? Not required from my point, just a question at this time. Other than that, I think it's a great project.
Yes. Muttons.
Do you want me to answer the question, Carl, or is it like a rhetorical question?
Go ahead.
Answer it. If you're going to offer.
It's because the inside, the whole purpose of this project is for it to be clean, open. The design concept was kind of this glowing, clean room that then for the obvious reason, just the breakups, like you say, you know, kind of obliterate the view. So.
Tom?
Only comment I have is I like the design. I find it hard to try and pick a hole in it, so I'm just not going to try. I think it's an improvement over the previous building. It serves your purposes very well, and I like it.
Bill?
I think for the people that get to frequent that, it'll be a major upgrade for them. It'll be an outstanding vista that people will be able to take advantage of for the first time.
Dennis?
I'm going to dial it back to questions. Sherry, when I look at the existing proposed site plan, there's a turnaround just to the north of the building, and that's not there now. Is that a subsequent proposal, or? I know it's not really the part of your project description, but I'm wondering why the drawings don't agree with the proposal.
The roundabout up there?
The roundabout does not exist.
It's a grass. It's a grass lawn, circular lawn area.
Right, but well, I just went out there half hour ago, and you cannot drive in there.
No, you can't. There is this. I think there is this ability to kind of.
There's no curb cut.
There is no curb cut. Okay.
It isn't. Part
we
of
got
the
site plan from the previous architect and did not field verify. The entire thing, I apologize.
I don't want to confuse
you. No, but thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the clarification again.
All right. I have no problems with it at all. I think it's a logical adjustment to that building. The only concern I had was the thickness of that soffit. I think it can be strange sometimes when you see an opening in an arched setting where it's rectangular behind it, and I think that can be odd instead of the actual fenestration following the architecture, but I think in this case it makes sense, and the opening is thick enough, so I don't have a problem with that. I think it's nice and well done. So
if I could make a suggestion, in ordering, once the project moves forward to the point where you're specifying an ordering, I think the company that manufactures those can alter the, you know, they can add to the frame, even though each part of that slot, that window wall is a square frame, they can, I'm sure, adjust the top part so that instead of being just square across, the bottom edge can curve to follow the curve of your arched opening. And that way, when they're fully closed, it gives the illusion that the window frame follows along the top of the arch. I don't. That's just a not a request, just a suggestion.
Okay.
You know.
Consider it.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, would somebody like to make a motion?
Yes, Chair. I would like to make a motion to grant design review approval for this project. Based on the DRB findings that it meets all the items of neighborhood compatibility, which the findings which I just got handed lay out. The quality of the architectural design, I think, is beyond a doubt. It's an improvement. It fits with the design of the overall Bacara Resort property. And improves upon it, and meets all the points listed in quality of architectural design. I didn't hear anything about landscape design. I'm assuming the landscape stays the same. Okay, so the landscaping's a moot point, and the public health, safety, and welfare is definitely being protected. As it says here, and it's very nice design, and it meets all the points in zoning items 18 and 20 here.
Okay, can we get a second?
I'll second.
Great. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know, I was kidding about that. I was. All of a sudden I realized, like, oh, I still need him for some reason.
Okay, next item.
Item F1 is for conceptual review. It's the Cali Real Hotel project located at 5955 Cali Real, case number 16097 DRB. Mm-hmm.
Before we begin, can I get declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
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 No new site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And I made an additional site visit and no ex parte discussions.
Good afternoon.
Brian?
Thank you. So we're back for conceptual review number 2, as requested by the applicant here. This was last seen August 9th, and based on some comments from that meeting, the applicant has put a revised package together for your consideration today. Just a reminder that concurrent to this kind of conceptual DRB review, we're also reviewing a development plan application, which is still not complete at this point, but we're working on that along with this conceptual request. So I don't have much more. The room count stayed the same in this new design. It's just been reconfigured more toward to orient more toward the front. So. Unless you have any questions, I can throw it over to the design team at this point.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, Michael Stanton, I'm the architect. We met in August to talk about the project. I think the best thing to do is, if I may, distribute a copy of each of these to you and use this for the purpose of our discussion about the follow-ups. Thank you.
I failed to mention, too, I passed out to each board member a copy of last meeting's minutes from the 9th, as well as a presentation of the changes from the applicant.
If I can, I think the best thing to do is to summarize and discuss what we took away from the last decision in August.
Just put the microphone up so it's
Is that better, Carl? Thank you.
Those at home, it is.
When we discussed this project in August, I took away from our joint conversation a number of things. This was the site plan that you saw in August. I heard your recommendation that there be a stronger link, both pedestrian and vehicularly, to Cali Real from the hotel, which had previously had its entrance proposed on the side, that the landscaping be improved, particularly on the west facade, that the dead-end parking area in the center here was problematic, that the pool location looked like perhaps the recreational facilities at a challenged elementary school, that the facade towards Highway 101 be studied, and probably some other items. So, the best way, perhaps, to look at the scheme is to, on your sheets, gentlemen, sheets A, B3 and B4 are comparative. This is the revisions to the site plan we'd like you to consider. You can see that we now have a direct pedestrian access link to Cali Real, that the entrance to the hotel has now been moved to Cali Real, with a change in paving texture and the like as a way of further accentuating it as both an arrival zone and as a pedestrian zone. The swimming pool has been relocated also to that corner and given a more luxurious landscaping concept. The dead-end parking lot that was previously in the center of the site has been eliminated, and we now have a continuous double-loaded loop going around the site, which is affording more opportunity for landscaping both along the west side, east side as previously requested, but also more trees on the west side. The if you shifted to sheets B7 and B8, on B7, in the lower of the two images on B7, was the Calle Real facade as originally proposed to you before the revisions were made that we're showing you now. And if you flip to B8 and look in the same place, you can see approximately what's now envisioned to be the Calle Real facade and arrival. There were a number of other things that came up in our last conversation. This gentleman is an exact set of what you've previously gotten from the design reviews, but it folds open a little easier and the colors are a little stronger, so I thought I would use this so that I can also flip to it. I've got a set of these for you, by the way. Thank you. In our previous discussion, we were also asked to give more information about the context of the site. So on the sheets A3 and A4, we have called out a number of the adjacent structures, all of our immediate, our neighboring structures. And then on sheet B4, we've given you images of them. So to give the design review committee a much stronger feeling of the, dare I say, eclectic neighborhood in which this structure is seated. We were also asked in the previous discussion to give design review and the community some feeling as to what the building looks like in context, particularly from some of the view corridors and whether or not it interferes with the views to the mountains. So if you look at sheet A5, you will see the view from Highway 101 before is at the top, and the view of all of Highway 101, if the hotel is approved and built, is shown down below. On sheet A6, you have a similar view, looking view from the north, thank you, David, from the north off-ramp, showing the existing conditions at the top, the proposed hotel shown in here, in its context at scale. Additionally, we did much the same thing looking down Calle Real. So on sheet A7 in front of you, gentlemen, you can see in the top view is the existing conditions, and in the bottom view, you can see the hotel visible over the existing planting and the like there. And then finally, just to sort of go around the compass points, on sheet A8 is the view from the Fairview overpass, which was something that was specifically asked about last time. The before view is in the is on the top sheet, as is before, and then the after view is down below. As part of our previous discussion, there was a recommendation to us that we pay a good deal more attention to how we're going to treat the section of the hotel facing, well, first we should probably talk about the swimming pool a little bit. On sheet A22 shows two concept renderings, one looking towards the hotel entrance, which is at the top where the pointer now is, and the second in the lower left, as you gentlemen look at it, of the hotel swimming pool looking towards the pool, and at least a concept of how we envision landscaping it and treating the general pool area. I'm sorry that the Revit figures in that look a little bit like Westworld, but but you get a feeling for our landscaping concept. If we leap back to A17, gentlemen, At the bottom of A17 is our suggested revisions to the section of the hotel which faces south towards 101. You may remember that it was an open archway here because we're driving underneath the building here. As it turns out, sometimes the simplest solutions are the best solutions, and it struck us that since it's south-facing, it's a very good green wall location. And we're just simply going to propose that the base of the hotel here be a green wall. This section that is to the right as you look at it is actually fairly far back, but it's a straight elevation. So this is, in fact, just the section which would be to 101. Finally, if I heard everybody's comments from our August meeting properly, there was direction from Design Committee Member Clinton to give a much more clear and succinct discussion of what the landscaping would be. And you can find the landscaping proposal on the back cover of that last pamphlet, the A-series. And with that, I am happy to field any and all questions, respond to additional thoughts you might have, or proceed as you
require. Thank you very much. Before we go on, at this point, I want to... Carl?
Can I ask staff a couple of questions?
Yep.
Okay. First off, I'm assuming that this is an allowed use in the zone district, correct?
Correct.
And therefore, unless they are asking for something that is unusual... they won't necessarily have to go to Planning Commission. Is that true or not?
They will need to go to Planning Commission with the development plan.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Assuming they pursue the development plan.
Right.
At this point,
okay.
Still incomplete.
Thank you.
Although, technically, just for reference, the project is here for conceptual design feedback only, and the project hasn't been completely analyzed for... land use, zoning, and all that stuff. So,
just to make that clear, potentially after concept review with us, it will next be seen by the Planning Commission before we see it again.
That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
All right. At this time, we have some speaker slips, and we'll let the public contribute to the discussion. First up will be Stephen George.
Well, I'm hoping that my words are in keeping with the theme here. I wasn't in the last meeting, but I have been trying to follow this along. With what's been published. I represent a group. By the way, thank you for having me here. My name's Steve George. I'm with the Newtown Goleta Safety Organization. We're trying to improve this area that we're talking about from a pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicle perspective. I'm a little concerned that with this plan and design that's coming forth, that we haven't really moved beyond the 1960s and 70s in placing a hotel in an area that has high pedestrian traffic. So my request would be is that I was out there today, paced off the area. It's about 2.25 blocks. It's about 740 feet. A city block is 330 feet. So there needs to be a crosswalk. Incorporated into this pedestrian plan, probably at the corner of the hotel property going over to where there's currently a vacant business. This would allow the people staying at the hotel to not feel imprisoned and forced to jaywalk, that it would encourage them to embrace the community and the businesses on both sides of the street because they will jaywalk. So to me, it would be unconscionable to support this program without moving into the year 2000 and making it a pedestrian area as opposed to a destination vehicle area. So that's what I have to say.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next we have Dr. Ingeborg Cox, is that right?
Thank you for getting my comments. City Code Section 2.08150 requires the DRB to determine whether the building structure are appropriate and of good design in the immediately affected area. Why are we building another hotel? You already have hotels at 4770 Calle Real, 4870 Calle Real, 5620 Calle Real, 5650 Calle Real. Why do we need another hotel at 5955? The structure in this area is the only one with three floors and a basement, which is designed to hold 24 parking spaces. This design is not compatible with the rest of the buildings nearby because of its height. The project does not demonstrate a harmonious relationship with the existing developments. It appears that they need the basement because they need the parking spaces. And I question, if they have enough spaces for their employees, how can they justify a third floor? Section 35-258 of the parking regulations requires one space per guest room and one space per five employees. The hotel would only have 164 spaces, which means they will have 16 employees for that large hotel. The public health and safety of the people staying in the hotel are not protected because they are close to four gas stations and the freeway, and they will be exposed to diesel exhaust, particulate matter, 10 and 2.5. The main building roof appears to be entirely flat. You can see that on drawing A16. The trees disguise this flatness. Because of the drawing, the trees are more than three-story high. I would say approximately they are 45 feet or more. If the 20 mature trees will not be over three stories high as depicted on A16, the drawings, in my opinion, are deceptive. The height of the structure will not be disguised if smaller trees are planted. It takes many years for a tree to reach its final height. The development will affect the public scenic view of the mountains because of its height. It appears that to build this structure, more than one structure could be demolished. While what will happen to the stores besides Sodos? Because in one of the plans, you have Sodos right there besides the hotel, and it looks like there is some. They are going to do some more building in that area. How will the vibration of the demolishment and the excavation of the basement affect the nearby buildings? What is the impact of the underground gasoline tanks at the Chevron gas station? This much grading is not appropriate for this site. One entire floor needs to be deleted to make its structure compatible with the surrounding area. I have one more sentence. You have double necks in the one-way circulation, and in an emergency or a fire, this will cause problems. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we have Dave or Ravid Raphael.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Ravid Raphael. Thank you for your time. I'm a neighbor. We walk Calle Real quite often, shop in the area. The design seems out of proportion to the neighborhood and the surrounding businesses. Three stories that this proposed hotel will occupy would just seem to loom over all of the other buildings in the area and just not fit in. Also, the architectural style doesn't seem in keeping with the rest of the storefronts along Calle Real, which is sort of a, I don't know the proper terminology, but I guess Spanish Revival kind of architecture. And this looks like something out of a conference center that's not in keeping with the way the Calle Real shopping center area looks. So I would, it doesn't seem to be a good fit for the neighborhood, and I think we'd be better off not having something like that. Thank you.
Welcome. Next, we have Arlene Raphael.
Hello, thank you. I mainly like to support what Ravita's just said. As a pedestrian, as a homeowner in the area who visits Calle Reyes very frequently, I like to look at the buildings. I like to look at the mountains and the greenery. And what I see in these pictures really is not congruent with what I experience in the rest of the neighborhood. Also, as a pedestrian, I'm concerned about traffic. And I wonder how much congestion and busyness there will be in the neighborhood, which is, I think, as a, you know, visually for those who are looking at the architecture, need to also consider visually what the congestion in the neighborhood might do to the neighborhood. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next, Barbara Massey.
Good afternoon. Barbara Massey, Goleta. I am speaking on behalf of the Good Land Coalition, which is dedicated to defending the quality of life in Goleta. Goleta doesn't need or want another hotel. There are already three hotels in three blocks of Calle Real. There are two more under construction to the west. The community is tired of people coming here to turn our city into another L.A., and using up our scarce water for their profit. The project fails to meet the DRB's findings and is not consistent with the architecture and design standards for commercial projects. This hotel is not compatible with the neighborhood because of the size, bulk, and scale are inappropriate for the site in the area. It is too tall, too big, too boxy, and does not fit in with the existing neighborhood. The city's height limit of 35 feet, and this hotel is 40 feet tall, which exceeds that limit. This project is along Highway 101, a scenic corridor, and the excessive height blocks some scenic views. The architecture of the building is not appropriate for Goleta. There has been no change to the architecture that we had asked for or with a softening of the appearance. You have changed a few things, but most are part of this project are worse than what were previously there. The front entrance is better, but the pool in the front parking lot near the street is worse. One will have the health benefits of swimming and sunbathing and breathing car exhaust. It is nice to see a walkway around the hotel, but not if it is the cause of the driveway narrowing. The narrow one-way driveway around the hotel is a problem because of the conflict with traffic coming and going from the car wash. It is also a safety concern with increased gas usage and creates an air pollution problem. Landscaping seems to be minimal and there is little screening of the parking, especially in the car wash area. In prior plan, you used trees in the public right-of-way that are on the city street tree planting list. Now none of the trees are on the city's list of approved trees. An acceptable hotel would need to be at a minimum no more than 35 feet high, only two stories with softened lines, and with better circulation and landscaping. Thank you.
And batting cleanup will be Cecilia Brown.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to speak. Well, everybody's touched on all of the issues that I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to kind of sort of step back and look at this more broadly. But it's sort of the project dominates the landscape when you look at it from any viewpoint, whether you're at the overpass or you're from the freeway, if you're going to be on Calle Real, it's going to have a big footprint. It's not going to have the greater articulation of the building next door, that nice Spanish style, or the great Art Deco of Rusty's across the street, or the googie architecture of Zotto's that we all love. I love it. DRB saw that a long time ago, and it's coming back to you. You know, this architecture, I'm sorry to say, looks like it belongs at a freeway off-ramp in Oklahoma. It doesn't work here. It simply doesn't. It's about community character. And you've heard the community in the last election talk about community character. They all point to that hotel at Hollister and Stork, how it destroyed the community character in that area. It has no relevance to what we think of our city. And that's what this project is going to do. It's too tall also. The average height of 36 feet is totally irrelevant. There are features of this at 40. Why can't the whole thing be just 35 feet? Just if you could lower it a somewhat, then it might fit in somewhat. It might just fit slightly better. You know, you're going to need to do story polls for this project. You didn't do them on, I don't think, Hollister Stork. We did on the Marriott at Hollister, and it was really very helpful. The community needs to see what's going to be built here. The applicant needs to do this. It's really, really important, because I think you'll get a huge response from the community, so they understand that, oh, here we go again, and that's not what the community wants. So appreciate your listening to the public. I think they've said a lot of good things, and please incorporate their thoughts into your comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll turn it to the board and start with any questions. Dennis, why don't we start with you?
Yes, I'm curious, Michael, how did you reduce the footprint or the 5,500 square feet? Where did that happen?
Microphone on, please.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Dennis, if you look at the comparative floor plans of the first time and the second time, you'll see that we got a much more efficient layout of the public space in the back of house in the hotel. And then we tidied up some of our other areas, and the circulation wasn't terrific. We improved the efficiencies. We didn't pull a lot of square footage out, but it's definitely a smaller footprint.
Is that it? Aaron, do you have any questions?
I'm having a little trouble coping with the tome of information we were given right here at the beginning, so I'm wading through it still. I would absolutely go with a comment that was made by Cecilia about story polls and ask for that to help understand just what the effect is going to be. Again, trying to listen to the community comments while reading the three-page letter from the applicant. Still have questions about PV up on the roof and what's going on with gray water, permeable paving. And again, if some of that's included in the 2.5-page letter, forgive me, I only got about halfway through it. So that's all I can get, and hopefully I'll have more on the backside if I have 3 minutes to think. Thank you.
Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, a few questions. Refresh my memory. That dashed line on the northwest corner of the site, is that easy?
Yes.
I know I asked about this last time.
You did.
Why we couldn't get landscape there?
Yeah. It is an easement, if I may, Scott.
Yeah.
It's an easement granted to the car wash.
Okay, and that's the easement.
That's the easement to the car wash. So this area that is, use our new fancy pointer, is effectively not ours to landscape.
Got it. And is the, what's the dimension between parking spaces? Is it really one way or is it two way?
It's wide enough that it could potentially be two ways, but in response to your comments last time about the site circulation as proposed last time on B3 being less than totally satisfactory, particularly with the section of dead-end parking, but also for the fact that there was no landscaping on the east side and the like, we proposed a loop where the circulation for the hotel would be a highly signed, a turn left on our property, once onto the property, underneath the porte cochere for arrival, and then a loop around. It seemed to make the best sense. It also avoids the conflict with the traffic leaving the car wash, which previously we'd had.
But you would probably anticipate it being used as a two-way.
I think some people would use it as a two-way, unless we specifically sign it very, very, very obviously the other way.
I think those are my questions.
Carl, any questions?
I believe last time you said you were going to do laundry off-site. Is that still true? Or are you using water, and have you talked to the Goleta Water District?
David Watkins will answer on the Water District. David?
Good afternoon. The laundry generally will occur off-site, primarily, majority. There is a feature on-site to be able to handle situations unforeseen. Depending upon the timing of when deliveries are coming and going and the occupancy and other things, having some sort of a backup system there is appropriate. We've talked to the Water District about that. They understand that, and that is a part of the calculation they did with the determination letter. So it isn't off-site 100% of the time because it's possible that something might happen on, but it is not sized or created to accommodate on-site turnover on a daily basis.
And have they given you a Cannon will serve letter?
Yes, they have.
No.
It's part of...
Staff want to chime in?
Sure. It's a preliminary service classification at this point. The Cannon will serve comes much later in the process.
I apologize for my mistake.
That's okay. But basically they're saying they do have water to serve the facility at the moment.
They've said at this point. In a preliminary determination.
That's all I got.
Tom, any questions?
Not at this point, but I may. I'm still trying to digest all this myself, to tell you the truth.
Okay. How about you, Bill?
Thank you, Chair. I had, I guess, just one question at this time and several comments when we get to that.
Okay.
Is this going to be utilizing the same curb cuts that are currently out there? Are you going to be changing that up at all?
If you look at the site survey that is on sheet A9, which I will flip to the public now, you can see that we're proposing to reutilize the curb cut that is in the northwest corner of the site and propose a new curb cut on the other end of the site, because currently the curb cuts are on the extreme west and the extreme east end of the site. We're proposing to keep the one on the west end, relocate the one on the east end as proposed on, as seen on sheet B4.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't have any questions at this point. So, Bill, you said you had some comments. Why don't we start with the comments?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's see if I can wade through these. I guess I'm going to start with the comments that the board made asking this project after first review. First one was concern expressed with the proposed height as there are no other three-story buildings in the area. I really don't see that this has been adequately addressed. Consider increased building setbacks and stepping back upper floors. I would say that's been marginally addressed. Then the issue about gray water disturbs me. This is the ideal situation, theoretically, for gray water to be used. And our comment was the use of gray water, such as from on-site laundry for landscaping, is strongly encouraged. Well, that sounded like that was rather quickly poo-pooed. I can't believe that the City of Goleta and the Goleta Water District and this project can't get this together. I would like to see this ultimately a condition of approval, if it ever gets to that point, at the Planning Commission. Regarding the size, bulk, and scale, I have concerns about the eastern side, the eastern boundary. If you look at some of the renderings, you see clear light coming through, even though there's going to be two significant overhangs as you view the property from north to south or south to north. I think the renderings are a little bit misleading in terms of the kind of shading that those three-story overhangs are going to have that bump right up next to Zotto's property. There is one, I think it's A9 in our packet, shows a little dotted line of where the overhangs go to, and if you can imagine those being three stories, it really doesn't depict that anywhere in anything that's provided for us. That might be a place where you could utilize some of
probably
the
probably
A12, A13, A11. A14.
Yeah. I think
where there's the dotted lines, and you can see those extend pretty far out over the.
Is this where you're talking about here? Spaces.
I think no, it is, if I may, I think it's here and here. Yeah. So it would be those projections right. that you see yes. on the upper level floor plans. If I've got you, if
yes,
I'm
thank you.
You
that's
right
exactly
though.
What yeah. I'm referring to.
Okay.
And so if there's some way to address that rather than just to perpetuate it, one of the things that we have in our architecture and design standards for commercial projects, City of Goleta, talks about site layout shall be designed to respect and enhance adjacent neighborhood areas. Overall building shapes and heights shall be compatible to and in scale with existing structures on the same site in the surrounding neighborhood. And it's already been pointed out that there aren't any three-story elements here, including the other hotel. So there are some language that says where the proposed structure is taller than the existing adjacent structures, the following techniques may be required to make the structure compatible. Increased building setbacks. I really haven't seen that, particularly on the eastern elevation. Stepping back of upper floors, excavating further into the site, incorporating more underground parking. So from the first one to the second concept review, I really haven't seen significant changes in terms of what I think the community expects when they put these kind of findings for us together and we make these kinds of comments trying to uphold those findings.
Thank you. Tom?
Can I come back on this a little bit later and pass it on to you?
Sure. Sure. Carl?
Scott then passes it on to Carl.
That's the beauty of being chairs. I get to go last.
You sure do, sir.
I guess I'm struggling with a couple of things. But let's start with the height issue, because I believe we have a 35-foot maximum height limit, and you are proposing that that go to the roof plan and all the parapets project above that. I would argue that that's not the intent. Based upon the hotel that we approved Hampton Inn over on Hollister Avenue some years ago, and they were forced to make all of their parapets fit within the 35-foot height limit. So I'm going to have a tough time with the height of the building. And building setbacks, I guess that's a mass bulk and the scale thing when it ultimately comes to it, but it does feel like the building's just a little too big for the site. You got 148 units. I would opt for what Bill Shelor is talking about, which is, you know, maybe we need to cut off some of this at the third floor and some of this at the third floor and maybe even that whole element, which means we're reducing room significantly from my standpoint. I do think that it'll be important to do story polls, but I guess I'm not sure of our process anymore. And I would certainly agree, while I understand that you're doing or wanting to do laundry off-site, I don't think that deals, all that does is take the water issue and from this property and move it to wherever you're going to do it at. And I think it is, as Bill again said, I think it's an option, optimal opportunity to use gray water for your landscaping. So at the moment, I'm just struggling. From a architectural character standpoint, let me back up. I do like what you've done relative to our comments on site planning, because I think this is a whole lot better. And the whole loop situation, the pedestrian connection here, it makes people staying here being able to walk to restaurants, all that. So I think that was an excellent response to that. So I'm happy with the site planning. but I'm struggling with the mass of the building as a whole, the three-story elements, and the fact that all of the parapets are above the 35-foot height limit. Stylistically, I don't mind the style, per se. I mean, as you pointed out and as you gave us, I mean, we are a very eclectic city, per se. That being said, I think that if you start doing some of the things we talked about and cut the number of rooms out, you may find it that the style is no longer working quite as well without being three stories, but we'll worry about that when we get to it. And I would definitely, I don't know if I said it or not, but I would definitely be in support of seeing story poles.
You did say that, Carl.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, I'd agree with a lot of what Carl just said. The site circulation is way better than last time. I'd agree with the story poles and the 35-foot, 40-foot height issue. As far as the character of the building, I like the wood. Maybe there's just a little too much white. Makes it feel a little too stark for me. I agree with having story poles. The landscaping on the southwest between the parking lot and the car wash. Question on that, what do we have there? Is that an existing wall?
You have an existing wall of the car wash.
Okay.
So we're sort of against that wall.
If there's any way to get a little bit of landscaping, I know you've got the fingers, which is great. Just a little bit of a buffer there between their wall and our parking lot, maybe just enough to get a vine on our side, on this side of the wall. That would be appreciated.
Excuse me. Scott, would you mind if I commented for just a sec, just in the spirit of a dialogue? We thought about that, but it struck us that we reduce the urban heat absorption if we push the trees to the center of the parking lot where the canopies, you know, have a greater extent on them. And so if we felt that this, both the reducing urban heat gain, slowing traffic down since trees close to cars slow them down, like, was better than to try and tuck the landscaping back against the wall, because you're really doing is decorating their wall. But that was our thing. I could be completely wrong, Aaron, but that was the thinking.
I appreciate the trees. I think the tree layout shown on that plan is great. But you either need stop blocks and then overhang, or, you know,
stop blocks, yeah.
So where you're overhanging, why not landscaping?
I'll see what we can do on the wall. Yes, Carl.
Or even be able to do at the parking line, so to speak, that defines the space, you do the little 45 cutout for the vine.
That guy.
Do those.
I'll see what else we can do along that wall.
At least that allows you to do the vines on the wall, which I think is...
Mm-hmm.
The large landscape area on the east, I'd love to see that more developed. Obviously, that could be a great amenity for hotel guests. It could be something interesting there and usable rather than just a big landscape area.
I agree. We have been able to pull the basement out from underneath that, so that's going to be a genuine planting area. It's not like we're just putting pots on top of a parking garage. Because the garage stops here. We have moved the breakfast room here to start to take advantage of it, but it definitely needs more design development here, and I agree with you.
Bioswales, permeable paving, those would all be encouraged. There's some opportunity for that. On the tree layout in the parking lot, I really like how you've done a grove of trees on the architectural landscape plan. on this plan, on the west side, mm-hmm. how they're lining up in a grove, that's a really strong statement. I think that would be nice to repeat that on the east side. And on the landscape plan, I see two different types of trees in there. And I think those should be one type of tree for that grove effect like you show in your renderings. A few planting comments. The Mexican feather grass, that's an invasive grass. It will spread. I'd like to see an alternate for that. The Washingtonia palms, I know there's some on the Caltrans side of the project. Maybe a smaller scale palm, though, around the pool and the entry might be long-term more appropriate. The tipu trees along the highway, that's probably fine. They're shown very about half their mature size. No, on the they're mostly there's a few out front actually. Yeah, they get 50 feet easy. The pool area for the amount of room seems undersized to me. I don't know how you make that area larger, but where it is, but that's just a comment. And I'd just like to see more detail on the landscape plan in general. It's pretty conceptual at this point. So those are my comments.
Thank you, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'd like to come back now to Tom.
Thank you, Scott. I'm struggling with this too. I'm not against having something three stories along Cayo Real per se. And from the look of the photographs, the before and afters, I don't, at least from these angles, I don't see anything that gets overwhelming. However, the height limit is the height limit. I've got to agree with Carl, 35 feet is 35 feet. And looking at the cross section, I would think you might be able to eke out some lowering of the height, like for instance on the roof plan showing those condenser units right along the outside edge of the roof. If those were pulled more towards the center line, then the parapet would not need to be as high to hide those. On the cross section, there's a 15 feet difference in elevation from first floor to second floor. First off, on the site, topographically, is that site dead flat or is there a particular slope? I didn't really see that on reading off the site plan.
Off of the survey?
Yeah.
It has a slight north to south slope. So as you go towards the freeway from Cayo Real, it drops. It doesn't drop much, though. It drops only at the very end where it's more or less been leveled flat for parking for the existing retail use, and then it drops off.
If there is some way to key the first floor to the level toward the rear of the property, possibly, you might be able to, it might mean it gets depressed a little bit in the front. Maybe you could squeeze a foot out of that. Maybe you could squeeze a couple of feet off the parapet by maybe repositioning some of the equipment units. The thing is, the style-wise, I don't have a problem with this. So it is an eclectic area, mm-hmm. and I kind of like the style, but we really do need to have the story poles to see it, because I hadn't noticed it before until other board members mentioned it, but the two wings that move off toward the east, toward where Zotto's is, they do get real close to that property line, really close to that building over there. So, you might have to, peel off some rooms on the third floor to get more of that step back that we were talking mm-hmm. about. But mm-hmm. I would urge you to really look at nickel and diming or watchmaking when it comes to, with the heights, some way to just pinch and eke it out. I think you might be able to knock that down, and it would be nice to get it down to the 35 feet height, but certainly we need story poles.
Well, from what I'm hearing, I think I better make it so. So I've heard the comment from three of you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Aaron, are you ready? Or?
Yeah. More ready.
All right, so I see in the letter that you guys felt that there was more clarity on the signage, and as I go through these sections, I can't find anything but hotel, like we saw last time. So I don't know how or where that got updated, and maybe in the multiple A sections, I'm just not seeing it in one place because I'm looking in another. Do want to back up Aaron on the invasive grass.
Mexican feather grass. Got it.
And to the laundry, where are we going to do off-site laundry?
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to let you know, I don't have a horse in the race on on-site laundry. I personally like it, too, because if you use the right soap, you can, in fact, run the laundry water more or less directly in for your irrigating. There is, however, a pretty good argument for letting Aramark or one of the big people that do commercial laundries do the laundries for hotels like this, because if there's anybody in a position to reuse and recycle the water, it's the commercial laundry that is the source for it. So we can do the laundry on site if water demand allows. I can find the space where I can put it in the basement and take back some of that 5,000 square feet I lost, Dennis. So we don't really have a horse in the race. I do like the opportunity to do groundwater irrigation on site. So we'll study that some more. We'll come back to you. But honestly, it's not a hard and fast with me. I'm happy to go with what the feelings of the community and the Planning Commission ultimately are there.
Yeah, and I'm, in one sense, don't have a horse in the race either. We just need to control the use. And if it moves on site and isn't used to irrigate, that's a loss, too. So there's just got to be some.
You know,
plan.
It's a very fair question. Who does it and what do they do with it? And I'll be glad to get you an answer for that.
Unless they're in Washington State, it's still putting a drain on our system.
Well, I don't know what they do with this. That's a good question. I'll get you an answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I doubt it's going on FedEx north to our nearest neighbor that actually has a water supply. It's got to be put to some second use is the point. And then since I caveated my previous statement that I might not be done with questions, what about a crosswalk, since that was brought up by Steve?
You know, I thought Steve's comment from the Newtown Goleta safety people was an interesting one. We're 200 feet from the crosswalk at the corner. And so it almost becomes an urban design policy for the planning director and for all of you to want as to how many crosswalks you want on streets. As far as putting in a crosswalk in some fashion, I don't think the development would necessarily be against it if it's consistent with the urban policy that you'd want it. So I'd look to you guys for guidance. It's the first time Steve's comment was the first time it had come up in our discussions.
Okay, yeah, and I just have to, you know, as a resident, been over there at Zotto's, and you finish bowling and you go to pizza, and everybody 24 and younger just cuts across. And they just jaywalk. So
well,
it
that's
is
because they're from UCSB.
Some of them, yes. Some of them are born here. But
sounds like an inside joke. You'll have to
no,
fill me in that
anyway, I just literally have seen it happen in the last 6 months. I think it was June that I saw it happen literally right there. So it's not just a theoretical.
You know, if Zotto's is the major traffic generator, maybe the crosswalk, if it's desirable for the community, should be located at the other end of the site where it picks up both the Zotto's traffic and the hotel traffic. I think it's an interesting discussion, and it is good urban design. We'd be looking to you guys for guidance on it and the planning staff.
Well, and Public Works. But, I mean, I'm just looking at the aerial you've provided, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's one, obviously, at Fairview and Cali Real. And the next one is at Walgreens, yeah. which is just off the photo. So if we do one on your east property line, you're
Thank
about
you.
Mid block.
Yeah, you've
yeah
got,
that's why I was thinking. Right that's what I was thinking of. If here. It was here, right here Carl might be
right.
And what I was going to add is, we have a traffic engineer looking at circulation and traffic issues.
Right.
I'll be happy to have him talk with Public Works and analyze the issue of right. pedestrian access across the street as a part of that study, right. and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and then just so you know, there is a mid block pedestrian crossing farther down part of the Cai Real Shopping Center. So.
Okay. Well, as I say, I thought it came up today for the first time. I think it's worth exploring, and it's certainly anything you can do to both slow the traffic down and facilitate pedestrians crossing the street and using the neighborhood is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good thing for the hotel, good thing for the neighborhood.
Right.
So I do also, because it is just so important, the height. And I, you know, said last time the minimum is greater than the maximum, and the maximum is way more than the maximum. And I, if I'm reading it right, that's changed a little bit, but it's still mostly true. The step back, you know, is lower, so that is one slight improve, but something just has to be done about that height because that flows right into size, bulk, and scale, which I don't think just hasn't been adequately addressed. And that, again, we all acknowledge it's eclectic, and with the auto parts store that went in, you were saying, you know, the red tile roofs, and look across the street, and whoop, there's one. We've all kind of blended it in our minds. It is eclectic, but nothing is that massive. That, I think, is clear.
Dennis?
Thank you, Aaron.
And, sorry, the pedestrian and traffic flow was improved.
This is turning out to be a difficult project, isn't it? I certainly respect the public's comment on this. I tend to share Member Smith's observation that I'm not opposed to a three-story building, and even not in this area. And these sections are really quite seductive, Michael. And that makes me question it, because for as the... They are quite lovely, and I think the comment I heard from the public that the trees are really overscaled to their growth site, that's quite clear from your landscape plan that tells how tall they are, and then they look at your scale section, and they're much larger than that. So that's one part of this seduction. Nod to the public comment, I think it would be very useful to see the adjacent buildings on these sections, especially where the rooms come so close to Zotto's, whereas I'm looking at sheet A17, and on the north elevation and on the south elevation, the north elevation would show the Zotto's right there, where you have this lovely grove of trees extending off into infinity. I also think this typology is brand new for the Goleta Valley, this idea of putting parts of the building on stilts or piloti, if you will. This is a new thing, and I'm not against it. I do have a feeling, though, that it's, for lack of a better word, a little clunkier than the drawings would suggest, and that these areas, that there are three of them that overhang, really aren't going to look as nice as these drawings do. I'll look to the architect to assuage me from my fears about that. But I do believe that is probably the biggest sin about this project, or my biggest reservation, is not the height and bulk, and I would certainly respect 35 feet and challenge the architect to meet that. If you look carefully, you've tried to articulate the elevation so that it is broken up and it isn't just a big mass. And the simulations that you provided are telling in that, personally, I don't see a view compromise when one is whizzing by on 101, except for this one on sheet A5, the lower one, really does begin to describe, if indeed you've done it accurately, how big that it is, how tall, I don't want to say big, especially in contrast to the Zotto's next door. And I also think that you're missing the east elevation. You've shown the south elevation quite clearly. Are you with me on that, Michael? Members clear what I'm talking about?
You're talking about this area here.
I am, indeed. I am. That would really help us understand the relationship between Zotto's and the hotel. But as for the other ones, I really don't. you know, you have to be looking out your rearview mirror to appreciate the sheet A16. I don't see how that compromises any views, since you wouldn't be looking at that anyway. But back to the massing, mm-hmm. I appreciate what you've done. Member Schneider remarked on the massing from the street is much improved. Putting the front door out on the street is the really logical thing to do, mm-hmm. and it improves the massing back from the street. And then again, with respect to public comment, the landscaping should do everything it can to provide clear lines of sight for pedestrians that are coming and going and the traffic circulating through there. Let's see. Michael, I did have one question I probably should have got to earlier. Above the portico share, there's a two-story bank of glazing that is two hotel rooms. Is that really right? You're going to have this. I'm sorry, Scott. No, that's on sheet A17, the north elevation. I'm concerned that you would have one thing that Goleta doesn't have is big sheets of glass in their buildings. Somebody can correct me on that.
Right, yeah.
It's that spot. Yeah. Now, those are guest rooms, mm-hmm. right? So you're somehow going to manipulate spandrel glass with other glass, or it's just going to be big sheets of glass up there. That's from the inside out. But from the outside in, that mm-hmm. seems to me to be out of character with this section of Calle Real, a two-story big glass assembly like that, although I do like how it announces the entry point, which I think could use, frankly, a little more work. That besides signs, that buildings shouldn't really need signs. They should really tell you mm-hmm. where the front door is, what the building is. And on that point, I think you've worked the design a little farther. I had criticized it as being a little institutional, a little more like a research park. I think you've refined it. I think you could go further for it to look a little more homey, a little more... Mm-hmm. Wayside in than it does now. It still has a lingering effect of sort of research park, and that especially spills out in the density that it steps all over the site. I would probably argue with Aaron with an E about the trees on the west side. I think they might look better staggered than lined up, but then we'll arm wrestle over that later. Let's see, the sections, the piloti. I think that's about all the comments that I had.
Dennis, I think your feedback on this section is excellent. It is too institutional looking, that section up there. And there is a way to reinforce the entry element without making it so much glass. And like, although if you're going to put the glass, it's a good place for it. It is north facing. Yeah. And I think your idea of the sections through the site that show the adjacent structures is also very sound. A couple of them through the car wash, through the fitness building, which is actually pretty tall, and through the bowling alley, all of which are smart ideas. Thank you.
Those guests in rooms, what would it be, 314, 315? They're going to, and 214 and 215 are going to be very disappointed about their views right into Zotto.
Well, they're going to look north. They're going to look north-south, because that's effectively going to be a fairly blank wall, because that's the wall on which you're going to put the beds in those rooms.
But I see glazing
yes,
on your elevations.
That's something else that I'm going to work on. I saw that too.
So we're back to the blind windows again.
Yeah. Well, or. A section of the design that needs additional development, which is why we're here in a concept review.
That's really revealing. We improved
things from the last session. We'll improve them next time.
So to clarify that, Michael, the glazing that I see on the east elevation and those are really not...
They really can't be that much glass, because you have to put the bed on some wall in the hotel.
And you need a shear wall there, too, desperately.
I think we'll probably hold the shear wall back from the pilotis just for a simple structural system.
But those are really more decorative than they are functional.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good clarification. That was helpful.
Okay. I'm going to chime in. I agree with much of what's been said. From a positive standpoint, what you've done to the site plan and landscaping and all that stuff, I think, is very successful. The problem I have is the size, and everybody's spoken about the 35-foot height limit, but while I think that needs to be adhered to, it feels too big for the site for me. I drove around today trying to find anything three-story, and the closest thing I could find was at the other end of Cayo Real, where it meets Patterson. You've got the storage facility, which is three-story, but it's designed to look like it's two-story. And then you've got Maravilla that has little three-story elements in it. This, if you're looking at this photo, with the exception of the green spot here and this out here, everything here is three-story. And I can't support that at all. I think to have three-story in this area, it has to be introduced. I think, and I spoke to it last time, and I think, you know, if you had a three-story element pop up in the center somewhere away from the edge of the site, I think that can work. It just feels like the introduction of three-story like this is a little too in your face, and that I have a hard time with it. However, architecturally, I kind of like the style that you have going. I agree with Aaron about the white aspect of it.
I noticed that. I got that comment too.
And
Scott, I agree with him.
And I think, I mean, the style is pretty cool. There's something about it that I like with all the different styles here. But the main thing I'm having a problem with is three-story for that entire thing. And I know that this factors into the project being viable at all, but with the amount of rooms and all that kind of stuff. But I need to have it cut way back from three stories for me personally to make that work in terms of having it fit in harmoniously, because it's just it's way too big. Just for my personal taste. I don't have a problem with three story per se, but I think it needs to be put in sparsely. I don't think the whole building can be three-story successfully, in my opinion. And I think the renderings that you did from a distance exemplified exactly how I felt. The one from Highway 101 on A5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
That to me was a huge negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me was a huge negative. Where I think you were probably looking at this as, see, it's not that big a deal. To me, it was those two things leapt out at me as like, no.
Okay.
So, and this one too. Even though you're far away, this whole thing jumps up. If I saw a little pop up, I mean, I'm looking around and I see pop ups of other things, but not entire buildings jumping up above the tree line. So I don't have a problem with being at 35 feet. I don't have a problem with three story. Having the entire thing be three story, I do have a problem with. That feels inappropriate in this location. So that's my comment.
I hear that, Scott. And the 35 feet I can address. We will work on that. We will be at your 35 feet. The three-story, a little bit of pushback, if I may. We're over 100 feet back from the road before we're three stories. We've done, I think, a fairly decent job of putting in the green roof, of mitigating the massing here, even though I'll make it less institutional-looking, Dennis, I promise. The place where we're three stories closest to the property line are the bowling alley, facing the parking lot of the bowling alley and the blank wall of the bowling alley. The other place where three stories is facing Highway 101, where the closest neighbor away is over here. So we have paid some attention to trying to fit the three stories. Yes, we're working to a program the client gives us.
I understand that.
Guest rooms have, you know, depending on what cap rate you use, they're fairly valuable. And they do build the economics of this and create the jobs and all the other good things that hotels do for communities. But we have paid some attention to, a fair bit of attention to where we place the three stories. And the reason it came out to three stories in this area was we reshuffled the program to get it further away from 101, and we put it where, honestly, candidly, it's the least obtrusive place for the building massing to be. And the rendering that is on sheet A7 is pretty darn accurate. We, you know, we have good computers, and we work hard on it. Mm-hmm. The trees in the context between us and it, if you look at it from Walgreens, these mm-hmm. are accurate heights. They're going to be a lot taller than that building. So, Scott, I hear you on that, and I don't know how. I will come back to you, to the whole committee, with the 35-foot height limit adjusted. I know I'm going to – I think I got some tricks I'm going to play on that. I'm not sure where we'll come back on the three stories, so you may end up
– I understand your plight. I mean,
and I understand – I heard you.
I'm an architect, and I understand trying to juggle between what the client wants and what the board mm-hmm. says. In this particular case, you know, I'm on the board.
You're
trying
the board.
Trying to be a voice for
the
community.
You're the board. That's right.
So I would argue that, you know, one of the things, like I mentioned the Patterson storage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the architecture is a different style. It's more agrarian, and if you've got sloped roofs. But what they did is they took, in this kind of element, you'd have your three-story running down the center with slopes coming down or steps up to there. I'm not against three-story. But having it come out to the edge around the entire perimeter, with there's no step back anywhere, it just I have a problem with it on this site.
All right.
I think what you've clearly your ability is such that I know you'll make it work, because the package we have is really complete, and you guys do a very thorough job. So, but. But from my standpoint, those are comments I have.
Procedurally, Mr. Planner, sir, I still hear some issues here, but we do need to make the formal submittal. So while I'd like to come back in a month or two with additional comments and feedback so we can continue the dialogue, because it got better, the design got better from your comments last time, I assume it'll get better from the comments next time. Because I'll certainly work to that. But on the other hand, I think we want to make the formal submittals so that if we don't have a third concept review, gentlemen, it's just that we do need to move the process along. So,
I understand. The process is...
It'll take
is its what it is.
Yes. Mr. Chair, if I can chime in just... aside from DRB's function for design review, this project will be going through environmental analysis, and part of that is aesthetics. Regarding public views, and so there'll be analysis, you know, done for that, along with some of the other comments regarding traffic and noise. So we can discuss with the applicant whether a third concept review is valuable, but you know, we may want to wait to see how the environmental review process shakes out.
And Mary, if you feel strongly that it is, you let me know, and we'll make it so.
Okay.
Chair?
Thanks, everybody.
Bill?
I just had one question just to follow up on this, just to sort of codify what we're attempting to do here, and that I guess that the comments that we've made this afternoon will be incorporated into some document that will be provided to the Planning Commission?
Yes, these are all recorded, yeah. So okay. All these will be a part.
And I also thought...
If we have, you know, a third discussion, that will be included
part of it
as well.
And also... Given to us as Exhibit A, the City of Goleta Architecture and Design Standards for Commercial Projects. I mean, we kind of looked to this to give us guidance in situations that we're having this afternoon, such as this afternoon. And I think this would be an important document to share with the Planning Commission as well, to provide some context as to why we're making these comments.
We don't have a choice. We have to.
Okay. Thanks.
I guess from my standpoint, I think going back to your question about processing, I think... We can totally accommodate a third conceptual review, and it may be a good idea. I think what we would want to do first, though, before coming back, would be to hear some chime in from other agencies and departments that will have the ability to comment on this project. The biggest one I can think of is Public Works, and that could directly affect siting, depending on, you know, their circulation review or the review of the traffic study, things like that. So I think. That would be my preference, is before coming back for another conceptual, is to let the other agencies comment and then see if there are further changes to the site plan and to the siting of the building that would need to be required. Then I think that would be a good time at that point to come back for a to kind of complete the conceptual review, if you will.
And again, if that's what you and your and Mary decide, that's fine.
And I think if I could add to that, I think obviously we're going to need to submit a set of plans to make the application final. So we will take comments today, create a new version without coming to you. So if you see something and you feel like we didn't meet the mark again, it's not intended to be disrespectful or misinterpret, but rather move forward in the process, get those feedback, get that feedback from the agencies and seek a review.
That's it. That's what I was just going to ask. So basically, you're going to leave here, you're going to make formal application based upon some revised concept and today's meetings.
We actually have an application that's been submitted. What we'll do now is revise plans and submit the balance of the environmental material that staff has asked for to then get a complete application, which then triggers the initial study, the environmental review, more feedback, and then I think we'll be back to you with perhaps version 3A. More likely than not. Does that make sense?
And I don't think we need to make a motion, right?
Well, that's a question I had. What are we doing? Are we doing a third conceptual after the other departments?
We don't need to decide. And I'll just leave it at that. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, these are yours. These are yours for your record. That's the one that you haven't seen.
And so that takes us to item G, announcements by members. Anybody? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. It's still never mind. Where do you go from one?